Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Bounce by Matthew Syed. Sophie, I have to ask, did you grow up believing some people are just born talented?
Oh, totally. I think we all do, right? We see a kid who's amazing at piano or a soccer star, and we just assume they have a gift. But Syed's whole argument is that this idea is not only wrong, it's actually harmful.
Yeah, and he should know. He was a top table tennis player in the UK, and everyone called him a prodigy. But he tells this story of how he started at 8, hitting a ball against a garage wall for hours. His dad built a table in the garage, and his town just happened to have a great club.
Right. So he had the environment and the opportunity, and he put in thousands of hours of what he calls purposeful practice. That's the key. It's not just showing up and repeating the same thing. It's structured, goal-oriented, and constantly pushing beyond your comfort zone.
And it's not fun. That's the part one liked. Purposeful practice is demanding and frustrating. It's mentally exhausting, but it literally rewires your brain. Syed explains how it builds myelin sheaths around nerve fibers to speed up signals and creates chunking patterns so you can process complex stuff automatically.
Exactly. That's the plasticity of the brain. We're not stuck with the brains we were born with, but it only changes when you push yourself, make mistakes, and correct them. Naive practice, just going through the motions, doesn't trigger the same neural adaptations.
So then he talks about the 10,000-hour rule, but he nuances it. It's not a magic number, and quality matters way more than quantity. But he says there's no evidence of anyone achieving true greatness without that huge investment of focused effort.
And he has these amazing examples. The Hungarian chess sisters, the Polgárs. Their dad was a psychologist who believed geniuses are made, not born. He homeschooled them and trained them from age 3. Judit became the strongest female chess player in history. It's a controlled experiment.
That story is wild. And he also talks about Kenyan runners. People say it's genetics, but he points to altitude, culture, and a lifetime of purposeful running from childhood. The pattern is the same everywhere.
Right. And then there's the mindset piece. He draws on Carol Dweck's work, Fixed Mindset versus Growth Mindset. If you believe your abilities are fixed, you avoid challenges and give up easily. If you believe you can develop, you embrace effort and persist.
And the myth of talent fosters a fixed mindset. When we praise kids for being smart, they become afraid of failure. When we praise them for effort, they take on challenges. That's a huge shift in how we think about praise and education.
Yeah, and he also talks about choking under pressure. It's not about lack of talent. It's about your conscious mind interfering with the automatic processes you've built through practice. He calls it paralysis by analysis. The key is to trust your skills and focus on the task, not the outcome.
That's so true. I've definitely choked before, and now I understand why. He also tackles race and sport. He argues that the overrepresentation of Black athletes in certain sports is more about culture, opportunity, and practice than genetics. And the genetic argument can lead to stereotypes.
Right. And he introduces the Matthew effect, where initial advantages accumulate. The rich get richer. A kid born into a musical family has a huge head start. That's not talent, it's opportunity. We need to be aware of that and work to level the playing field.
So the big takeaway for me is that excellence is not about some magical gift. It's about the right kind of effort, the right mindset, and the right environment. And that's empowering. It means we can all get better at things we care about.
Absolutely. And if you want to dig deeper into any of these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Bounce really changed how I see potential. It's not about what you're born with. It's about what you're willing to build.
And that's the message. Greatness is made, not born. We'll see you in the next one.